Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hi, good morning. I'm Steve, and I think that my wife and I are about to make a poor decision.
Ooh.
And I think that some of you in this room will be able to relate to it.
Abortion.
Wow, it's like you want the world to hate you.
Just the opposite? You're going to reconnect your testicles?
No. By the way, I had a talk with my doctor about that last week at my doctor's appointment. He's like, I told him, I was like, yeah, I got the snip like a year and a half ago. He's like, oh, yeah, I used to do that. And it was crazy. Like, when I did them, I made sure that they were not reconnecting. Like, we had an in-depth conversation.
Like, he got a little offended by the mere suggestion that your tubes might grow back on your own?
Yeah, every now and then you hear those stories.
He's like, no way, man, I shoved them so far up your butt.
Every now and then you hear those stories about somebody who got a vasectomy, and then lo and behold, they somehow reconnected. Yeah, he's like, man, we'd put clamps on them, we'd singe them, and then I'd separate them in one side of the...
Make sure you put a washer in between them.
Like, he's parting your balls
this
like
is too
Moses.
Much news about your vas deferens.
You got to put a nickel in there. Like, these things aren't going to kiss ever again.
Like a plug? Is that what the nickel is for?
Yeah, a separator, you know? I don't care how strong the human body is. It's not going through a nickel.
Sorry, Steve. We really threw you off the rails.
No, what's your bad decision, Steve? What is it that's going on in your house that has nothing to do with your testicles?
We're getting a trampoline.
Oh no, that's a great idea!
Oh yeah, that is awesome.
That's a great idea.
You know, basically the same thing,
Steve. Yeah. That's a great idea. I have one at my house, and it's great. I did all the research. I'll be happy to pass it along.
No, we're just getting a marketplace one.
Oh, no.
You're going to use trampoline?
Oh, God. Yeah. You don't want that. Why do you want your kids to die so fast?
I used to have one, but now I keep it at my other house, which is my ex-wife's. and they still love it and use it.
Okay. Does it have, like, the net on the side
of it? You got to have that.
Of course it does. You helped build it.
I did help
during COVID.
Yeah,
you and I did a great job.
I forgot about that.
Honestly thought about getting a trampoline and not putting the safety nets on the side of it, Steve.
Not all of them come with the safety nets. You can get you can get the big trampoline.
What about doing the ones
you don't want that though? The exposed springs and all that, like the old school when we were kids and everyone would have like broken legs
and
back injuries.
Fingers.
Yeah, no one gets injured by trampolines now. Yeah. Steve. You're fine.
A lot less than they used to.
That's
though.
True. What about one of those ones where they get a regular trampoline and then they bury it? It's at ground level, so if you fly off, you just land on the ground. Then your only risk is going in those spring holes, which is still not that great.
Yeah, those have never made sense to me, because you're still falling on the ground. Like, the ground is still hard. You're just falling, like, what,
so you're saying
two less feet?
I think it's more than two. Like, if you're bouncing and you missed, you'd maybe up 7 or 8 feet. But are you suggesting you'd rather fall from any height?
No, you're only falling... the height of the trampoline less.
They're about 3.5 or 4 feet.
You know, so if you're flying 10 feet.
That makes a difference.
Yeah. That makes a huge difference.
Yeah.
So you're walking on the ground. Would it hurt worse to just trip and fall on the ground or trip and fall 4 feet and then land on the ground?
It's not 4 feet. Those things are not 4 feet tall.
There are at least three.
Trampolines come
up
to about
here. I have one in my yard, and I know how many stairs are on it.
Even if you are falling from trampoline height, it'd be worse to fall on ground than trampoline. Right? Are you saying...
What?
If you were to fall from the height of a trampoline, would you rather fall on the ground or onto the trampoline? The net would make it so that your fall is always on the trampoline.
We're not talking about the net.
What are you talking
we're
about?
We're talking burying about burying it.
Yeah, I know. I brought it up.
Can you bury it with the net around it still?
Yeah.
Or is that
pointless? You really transitioned to that argument.
I'm gonna play Chrome Valley. You guys wrap this up.
We were talking about it being buried in the ground. Yeah, no
I don't
net.
Need to be involved in everything.
Could you put the net around it while it's buried in the ground?
I don't know. I'm not burying
like
anything
fight.
In my ground.
Yeah, you could. You could.
I think you should do that. You should bury it, Steve, for sure.
No, I don't want to dig a big hole in my backyard.
Then there's no stairs.
I got to build stairs for these things?
Well, you have to put stairs on it.
Yeah, your
they're
kid,
above the ground.
Kids gotta
Steve.
Be able to get on it.
Why?
Because you're not going to dig it into
why?
The ground, so you got to be able to get up there.
Because they're like 3 or 4 feet off the ground, and most little kids are like only 3 feet tall.
I got to build stairs?
Well, no, they usually come with stairs. You got to put stairs on.
Hobbs is implying you either build stairs or each kid gets their own jetpack to get
in
there.
Yeah, exactly. Like, there's no other way.
Steve, you gave no thought to this decision.
Yeah, it's like you didn't do any research.
I did none.
What are you going to do, build it out of grapefruit?
Dude, you cannot.
Stupid.
If you love your children, you can't just buy one randomly off a marketplace.
What's that? Unless it comes with a free bag
because
of broken glass.
People who give stuff off a marketplace are always selling garbage.
And a trampoline, especially.
Yeah, and a trampoline. That's like buying a used car seat. Don't do that. You don't want to buy a used helmet.
I've sold car seats on Marketplace.
Yeah, and that's fine because you're the seller, but the buyer was an idiot.
Right.
Yeah.
But the, I mean, we
they
can
might
all
as well
admit,
have taken their kid in the road and thrown him at a windshield.
We can all admit that that's a scam, too, right? The whole car seat debate. The whole car seat. Oh, they expire in 4 years.
Well, plastic. What is it, milk?
All of a sudden, plastic expires.
It
really?
Does.
Yeah, I mean,
really?
Well, yes.
You don't think they tested that a little bit before coming up with that? You think that was just big car seat setting out to get the consumer?
Yes. Tim, what other thing at your house do you have that's plastic?
But,
do you say, well, boy, I've had this for 4 years. Better get rid of the salad bowl.
But
it's probably expired.
Provide my kids safety with Tupperware,
but
so bad example.
It does not break.
But also,
it doesn't break down.
But also, Steve, it goes through a much more... extreme process living in a car where it gets up to 150 degrees then drops in temperature and it's constantly fluctuating. Every time you start and stop, it's getting forced
like Tupperware, always one temperature, 68.
Hey, look, if you don't care about your kids, I don't care about your kids either. I mean, you know, that's up to you, man. You know.
Why don't you build them a double-decker trampoline instead of mulch, put broken glass under it?
Hey, look at me. I'm Steve, dad, safety last.
Wait, do trampolines expire too?
Well, eventually, yeah, they start to wear
down.
Does metal
expire?
No, the metal doesn't.
Well,
but plastic does.
Well, the metal would too. I mean, if you buy a cheap one, it's going to start to rust. And as you know, rust is corrosion, Steve. Corrosion is falling apart. And
they're.
Do you think David Trampolini's first trampoline he invented is still being used somewhere? Like he nailed it on the first try and now it's there for infinity?
I don't know. We got to find out, though.
That's why it's called that, right?
David Trampolini.
Yeah.
His real name was Mario, but he knew that America was racist against Italians still.
I thought it was David Dini.
They had moved on to everybody else.
David Dini Trampolini.
Yes. Having fun names is inspirational
to entrepreneurs. This text, tell Steve every leaf rake expires in 4 years. Plastic hard hats have expiration dates for construction workers, Steve.
Scam.
Oh, yeah.
Scam.
Go ahead and risk your head. Steve says it's fine.
The only reason that they tell you it expires is because it's something that you use for safety.
Look, you can't tell
and they
Steve
know
anything.
That they know that you're going to be gullible enough to be like, oh, well, boy, I don't want to hurt myself.
Do you say the same thing about over-the-counter medications? Are you like, prescriptions and expiration dates are for losers. Mm. If you use any pills you find.
Expiration dates? Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, everybody's done that.
Yeah.
I mean, no, you're wrong.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.